You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Hello, welcome along to William Hill's Boxing Podcast with the one and only Steve Bunce. Welcome along, Steve. You've been busy, I know. We've heard you on all the different stations, TV, radio and in print as well, about a certain little fight that they've planned. Every so often, the fight world throws up one of these. Remember Ali getting in the ring with was it a sumo wrestler? Was it Ali?
Yeah.
Remember,
it was a sort of karate guy.
Yeah.
All those years ago.
Yeah. Kicking
the guy spent 15 rounds and the guy spent 14 rounds and 2 minutes and 46 seconds of the first round on the floor, so Ali couldn't hit him. He only spent 14 seconds standing upright. He spent the entire time on the floor kicking Ali's legs. Hey, it's not funny. Ali ended up in hospital back in America with blood clots in his legs from where this lunatic had been kicking him.
You can see, you can watch that. I think I'm sure that's on YouTube. You can watch
very
that.
Funny,
obviously, with Mayweather versus McGregor, it's been touted. People have their opinions on it, but I've got to tell you, Bunty, it's one of these things. Whether you kind of are a bit cheesed off about it because it's a bit of a joke or not, all people have spoken to me about for the last day is this fight. 1-7 Mayweather, 40-1 the draw, 9-2 for McGregor. The 1-7, your average Joe in the street maybe won't find that attractive. If you've got a spare $7,000 lying around, you'll make a grand. That's pretty much that's what's going to happen here. But one thing that's interesting, Bunty, is that Mayweather by stoppage. This is Mayweather by stoppage. Yeah. And all right, he's not a stoppage artist, you wouldn't say, but he's fighting someone who's never fought a professional boxing fight. He's 4-5. That may well be the greatest bet of all time.
No, that is without doubt the greatest bet of all time. I have a feeling that Mayweather can end it when he wants. He can win 12 rounds and not lose a second of a round, or he can make McGregor commit and take him out cleanly, because in the UFC, they don't have exchanges. You get hit once, you get clipped, you fall over, you get clipped again, you get put in a chokehold. They don't hit each other 30 times in a five-minute round. They don't hit each other 5 times in a five-minute round. That's why it resembles bare-knuckle boxing. Bare-knuckle boxing, the 19th century version, they only hit each other once a round, then the round would stop. But they had 220 rounds, remember, or 150 rounds. So McGregor will not be used to being hit, ping, 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 by someone he can't hit back. Carl Frampton summed it up best yesterday. He said he would be disappointed if Mayweather gets hit once. Well, I'm going to go along the same lines. I'm also going to do a bit more name dropping and say what Tyson said last week when he said, it's an absolute joke, it's pathetic, it's ridiculous, it's a mismatch, and of course I'll be there.
Can I just being devil's advocate here, Bunty, can I just say one thing so you can disprove it, I guess? So when Pacquiao gets in the ring with Mayweather and when Canelo gets in the ring, they don't want to be embarrassed, do they? They don't want to be kind of diving in there. There's a certain sense of boxing etiquette, if you like,
and
you know, so Mayweather will have no regard for that. Now, I'm not saying he's got the skills, but I don't think he will have any problem with wading in and just going for him and just trying to hit him. Now, that's one part of it, which may cause a bit, it may be different for Mayweather. The other thing is that this will be the most unorthodox fight he's ever faced.
Oh, without a doubt, it'd be one of the most unorthodox fighters ever faced.
Could those two things posing no problem whatsoever?
Yes, if Conor McGregor was a 28-year-old boxer, and if he was a young boxer who was either unbeaten or had lost a couple like he had, if he was a boxer with his long arms, he's got quite long arms and his southpaw stance, although he likes to switch as such. Yes, all of those things would be a factor. But you have to go back to the fact he's not a boxer. He's described as being a promising 15-year-old novice who won the under-16 Dublin Novice Championships. Let's stop and think about that for 1 second. No matter what business you're in, whether you drive a bus, whether you're a bricklayer, whether you work in advertising, whether you work in a chip shop, there will be a parallel in your business, and that's what we're talking about here. Okay, we're asking a very... Okay, let's do an equivalent, okay? We're asking a fat 60-year-old bus driver, right, from East Lothian, okay, to enter the Monaco Grand Prix without any practice runs. The guy would last one bend. He'd be dead. And I mean it nicely. That's what we're talking about. I likened it on radio yesterday to, it's like asking a greyhound to enter the Grand National with a sumo wrestler as a jockey.
I tell you, one of the things I chuckled at on Twitter yesterday was when they were talking, and people have been talking about the undercard. And my favourite undercard fight was the Sri Lankan cricket team versus Ronnie O'Sullivan in an as yet unspecified sport, but it will involve a piece of wood and balls. So that was brilliant. And O'Sullivan was a slight favourite.
but at the same time, it's a great, to paraphrase Mike Tyson, I can't wait.
No, no, we'll all be watching, won't we? Of course we will, see what happens.
Course,
I like the disqualification. I tell you what, you know, we do this thing here at Hills where you can have the hashtag Your Odds, where you can request a bet. I want to request a bet how long before he throws an elbow, or maybe gets a bit of ground and pound, maybe goes to kick the leg, just out of sheer kind of habit.
It's not just that. At what point, when they're in a clinch, does he do something from his acquired jiu-jitsu skills, which means that the referee complains? Listen, enough boxers try and dislocate fighters' elbows and shoulders. Don't worry about that. This guy, this is what he does for a living. He wins fights by dislocating guys' shoulders, wrists and elbows. So, and he does it subtly. At what point in the fight? What if he injures Mayweather? The fight's off instantly and he's disqualified. That disqualification bet, whatever the odds are now, lay on it now, because that's going to be one of the shortest bets when it comes to it, I can assure you.
Be interesting to see that.
Great stuff. Love it.
Yeah, yeah. Let's have a look at some real boxing, shall we, this weekend. We've got three fights we're going to look at on this bill in Belfast. Two of them, Buncey, are pretty short prices. The Paddy Barnes, Silvio Artinho fight and Tyrone Zuga versus Paul Smith have got very short price favourites. Tyrone Zuga is 1-7 to beat Paul Smith, and Paddy Barnes is 1-100 to win his bout. I'm presuming you probably think both of those are... the bookies got both of those right?
I think Smith, it's the last chance, and he's got the experience. I mean, Smith, I'm surprised it's that big. I would have thought that he would have been a little bit shorter than that. You know, that's, you know, him to win. You know,
9-2 is quite a big,
But I'm not sure he's that big an underdog, but that's neither here nor there. Paddy Barnes is straightforward, because even though this is WBO European title, it's vacant. He's still only his third fight. So basically what Silvio Otano is, the Romanian based in Spain, what he really, 39 years of age, what he really is just an opponent. So yes, that one I've got no problem with that being that large. Although he's got a lot of form, he's done a lot of rounds, Otano. So maybe, you know, who knows down the stretch, but I just can't see Paddy losing that. But the Smith one, I thought that would have been a bit shorter. And listen, you know, you fancy Zuga has to be favourite, younger, fresher, etc. But there's that well, and it's a big, deep well of experience that Smith's had. You know, what's the odds on Smith winning?
9-2. It's 10-1 for him to win by decision, and 9-1 for him to win by stoppage.
Well, I don't think you can stop him, and I don't think you'll get the decision, so it's tight. But both of those are. I quite like those.
Yeah,
I've got to be honest with you. I quite like that. I mean, he's going to give it everything.
Yeah, it's one of those ones, is it? If you're going to back Smith, you feel like you're going to get a good run for your money.
It might be
a bit of a romantic bet, and you should never do that. But you know, at least you'll get a good. You feel like you get a good run for your money. Then there's loads of group round betting here. If you fancy Zuga but Smith to make it hard, maybe Zuga in rounds 10-12 is 9-2. So there's loads of there's also Zuga to win in the second half of the fight, 7-12 is 7-4.
Wow. Listen, you fancy Zuga, but I think those are generous odds, and I think that Paul Smith to win some shape, I mean, he's going to give it absolutely everything, because he knows that he won't get another chance here. You know, he's got this chance, fortunately, let's get that right. It's not like he's fought his way back into a mandatory position. This is the business we're in. And he deserves it, because he's been around a long time. And I think he's not going to waste this opportunity. I wouldn't be at all surprised if he pulls off an upset. Not at all.
Cracking fight on this card for the European lightweight title. That's Craig Evans versus Steve Ormond. The price is 5 to 6 Evans, even money Ormond, and 20 to 1 for the draw. So almost a pick'em here. We've got Evans, whose record reads 16-1. He was beaten back in 2015 by Scott Cardle on unanimous decision. He's got 3 knockouts on his record. His opponent has a record of 24 wins, 13 stoppages in there. He's lost 3 times and been stopped once himself. He was stopped by Zoltan Szabo back in October
which he avenged last year.
Yes, he did. Only a couple of months later, wasn't it? I think he avenged lost to Terry Flanagan in his career, and Paul Appleby back in 2012. Good fight this one, Buncey.
It's a cracking fight, this one. And it is, you know, near enough a pick'em fight. That draw's not the end of the world. Evans has been in so many hard, tight, split decisions, majority decisions, you know, distance fights. He's got that bit. And I just fancy he might be a little bit busier for Ormond, although both of them are talking about this being make and break, even though Evans is, what, 7 or 8 years younger than Ormond. I think it's a terrific fight. I just fancy Evans to be a little bit busier on points. Just.
Evans by on points is 11-8, so a nice little price there. The big fight of the weekend, Buncey, is over in the States, and it's Sergei the Crusher with a K, Kovalev versus Andre Ward, the SOG. Self-proclaimed. I suppose people talk about him as being the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world, but a little inactive is probably the thing that you label against him over his career, I guess. But he has fought, you know, he fought 3 times in 2016, and the last one of those was against Kovalev in that hotly disputed unanimous decision win. His record reads 31-0 with 15 KOs. Kovalev's first loss was against Ward, 30-1 with 26 knockouts. That first fight was great. You know, you saw Ward tested like he'd probably never been tested before. We're seeing this for the WBA, IBF and WBO World Light Heavyweight titles in the Mandalay Bay. It's going to be some occasion, Buncey. It's a very, very early hours of the morning. I think it's scheduled for 4 a.m, so it probably won't go off till 6.
It's quite a late one. This is that in the summer, if there's a fight in Vegas, you really suffer with the time. You can be coming out of the studio, and I've had it many times at 7 o'clock. It's an interesting one. This is revenge or repeat. Last time round, I thought the judges got it right, and I thought the Ward was a tight winner. He was over early in the fight, in about a second or whatever. Mm-hmm. And what's really interesting about scores last time round, and bear in mind there's a lot of debate about scores, especially after one of those scores last week in that world title fight, Haskins and Burnett over in Belfast, is that it was close on all 3 scorecards, which is not uncommon. You know, guys can be close enough. But it was a cluster, the same score on all 3 scorecards, 114, 113. Now, generally, when it's the same score, it's because it's 120, 108, or 119, 109. You don't generally get, I've had a good casual look through, not forensic, but a good casual look through. I couldn't find another 114, 113 times 3. So 3 judges scored it to Ward by just 1 round. Identical scores. That's unbelievable. And I couldn't disagree with that. Kovalev could have got it, don't get me wrong, but I just thought Ward won it. I think I had Ward by a couple of rounds. So it was tight then. It cannot be any different. It has to be the same this time round. It has to be tight. Will Kovalev maybe just do a little bit more? I don't think so. I think Ward's been encouraged by the momentum of fighting on a regular basis. And I think Ward wins it again. I think he might have some airy, scary moments. I think Ward wins it again. Doesn't exclude a third fight, because I'd be stunned if at the end of this fight it's clear cut. And I would be stunned if that excludes Ward and his people, Kathy Duver and co, from screaming. So it could still be a third fight, but I just fancy Ward to make it 2-0.
Yeah,
points, tight.
Yeah, Ward's 4-6 to win the fight. Kovalev's 5-4. The draw 20-1. Ward by decision is 5-6. Ward by stoppage is 10-1, unlikely. Kovalev by stoppage, 100-30, and Kovalev by decision is 11-4. You can see what the bookies are thinking. They're thinking Kovalev wins, he'll, you know, good chance he could win it by stoppage. If it's going to go to a decision, then it's Ward's fight, basically.
Yeah.
Which you can't argue with that either, really, I suppose.
No, you can't argue with that. So that's my gut feeling for that one.
Buncey, that'll do us for this week. Pleasure talking to you. We'll look forward to Mayweather. I'm sure we'll talk about Mayweather McGregor again once or twice.
Oh, no, we won't.
in the next few months before it comes along. Have a great weekend, Buncey, and we'll speak to you soon.
Listen, we'll probably talk about it in the next few days. Listen, it's an absolute pleasure. Speak to you later.
Cheers, Buncey. And there's a little treat involving Buncey. On Sunday, if you are anywhere near your Facebook account, check out the William Hill page, because Buncey will be at the Box Cup, fantastic amateur event in London, and he'll be there with William Hill, who are sponsoring the event yet again. He'll be giving us a bit of an insight into the event, taking us around the venue, and maybe even doing a few interviews along the way as the action unfolds. So Sunday, the Box Cup, Buncey will be there with William Hill on Facebook Live. Thanks for listening. If you're having a bet on any of the boxing this weekend, then very best.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.